We're just walking along to interview Drew Barry, biomedical animator. Drew, you've just come off the stage at TEDx. How do you feel?
Relief. It's pretty intense, the whole TED talk, and how quick you have to and concise you have to be, and no digression. So yeah, no, it's an intense time.
And you're a biomedical animator. I would like to know, are you a scientist or an artist?
I'm a scientist who draws science. So first and foremost, I'm a scientist, and I know how to read the language of science, and then I convert it into visuals.
And we have just watched a series of incredibly powerful animations which are detailed microscopical representations of things that happen that look like they're out of space, but actually most of them were internal.
Yes, and then they're all derived from the science, so they're accurate and representations of what's going on inside our bodies.
So what I understand what you said was that you work at the forefront of human knowledge, and what you're doing is making that visually understandable to people who don't have the access, or I guess it's impossible to see in any other way.
Yes, most of the things I'm showing are smaller than the wavelength of light, so there isn't any other way. There isn't any way to look at these things directly, but we have a pretty good idea of what's going on down there, and the only way to show people is to draw them, and that's what I'm doing.
Can you describe that last 4 minutes film that we saw with the mosquito?
It's a journey into our bodies to follow and watch what the malaria parasite does inside a victim, and its journeys through the bloodstream to the liver and how it destroys all of our blood cells, and it's a chilling and awful story to be told.
And you told it beautifully, because we were watching something incredibly beautiful to watch and colourful and animated, with the context that you gave it of the victims being children under five and women who are pregnant. So it's an incredibly human story as well.
It's something I think, you know, we should all be aware of, and that's what I hope the animations do.
And you also said that your work is just a step towards the greater goal. Can you explain what the goal is?
Well, science itself is pushing the boundaries of what we understand and humans understand, and they're right at the frontier, exploring that frontier. And ultimately the goal, though, is not just pure discovery, but particularly in medical research, it's to alleviate disease, to get rid of disease and the suffering and the misery it causes. And also a disease like malaria causes a huge amount of poverty in the world. So if we can get rid of those, it'll transform the world.